We're back here on Giants.com. It is week 13 of the NFL season, which means your playoffs are probably only a week away. So it's time to talk some fantasy football. And to do it, we're joined by Anita Marks. Anita, how are you?
It's like win and you're in. That's how important week 13 is, right?
No doubt about it. And three games on Thanksgiving. No more bye weeks. Let's get right to it. At quarterback, you like one backup and a guy who's coming off a bye.
I do. I like Josh McCown going up against the Minnesota Vikings, giving up the second most fantasy football points to opposing quarterbacks. And what a season he's having coming in for Jay Cutler. Also, Andy Dalton, the Cincinnati Bengals, coming off of a bye, going up against San Diego. San Diego gave up three touchdowns, count them, three, to Alex Smith last week. Come on, Andy Dalton can do that.
Hold on. Bench Peyton Manning and Drew Brees? Are you mad, woman?
No, I'm not mad. You've got Peyton Manning who's heading to Kansas City to take on the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead. It's going to be a much different outcome. On top of that, you have Knowshon Moreno who's banged up. Knowshon Moreno is their rushing attack, but also he helps in the backfield with pass protection. Also, you've got Drew Brees going to Seattle, having to play at Quest Field. He's not going to be able to have all those audibles on the line of scrimmage. The decibel level is insane. I don't think either of them are going to put more than maybe 12, 15 fantasy football points for you this week.
Let's jump to the running back position. You like one guy who's really split carries all year, but you think is going to have a breakout week in week number 13?
You're talking about Chris Obanaya?
That's correct. Good pronunciation on that. Well done.
I worked on that for a while. But yes, Cleveland, I mean, he has just done amazing things. He's the featured back. Also, I like the way they utilize him in the passing game. He's got great hands. Also, a guy who plays right here with the Giants, Andre Brown, is going to kill it against the Washington Redskins. Two guys that I really like this week.
And you would have sit down LeSean McCoy.
Well, yes, I am going to sit down LeSean McCoy going up against the Arizona Cardinals, who are giving up the least, count it, the least amount of fantasy football points to opposing running backs. I think Arizona Cardinals, this is a team that I feel is like really flying low on the radar. People really aren't paying attention to them, but careful, they might even make it to the playoffs.
And then let's move on to wide receivers very quickly, Anita.
Okay.
Two guys that I'm starting this week in one of my leagues, so I'm pretty happy that you have these on your must-start list, Alshon Jeffrey and Josh Gordon.
I feel like I have Josh Gordon on here every week, and he's on there again, going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars, giving up an average of 20 fantasy football points to opposing wide receivers, and Alshon Jeffrey has just been an absolute beast, going up against Minnesota. The chemistry between him and Josh McCown, again, I have Josh McCown as a great quarterback starter. I think that they're going to put up some solid points.
And the guys you want to sit?
The guys you want to sit, T.Y. Hilton going up against Tennessee, the best defense against opposing wide receivers. Also, Vincent Jackson at Carolina. Carolina's defense is really tough, and I think they're really going to get after Mike Glennon.
And finally, you like Delanie Walker for a second straight week.
I do. I love Delanie Walker. He's just been tremendous. And get this, granted, yes, he's a good matchup this week, but 14, 15, 16, that's your two playoff weeks and your championship. He's got great matchups. A tight end I would not play, Julius Thomas. He's injured, even if he's not a go, any other Denver tight end going up against Kansas City at Kansas City, they are the best defense against opposing tight ends.
Everybody have a good one. Win your week. Playoff time coming up next week.